A reading from the first book of Kings. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the whole community of Israel, and stretching forth his hands towards heaven, he said, "Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below, and you keep your covenant of mercy with your servants who have been faithful to you with their whole heart. Can it be that God dwells on earth? If the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple which I have built? Look kindly on the prayer of the petition of your servant, O Lord, my God, and listen to the cry of supplication which I, your servant, utter before you this day. May your eyes watch night and day over this temple, the place where you have decreed that you would be honored. May you heed the prayer which I, your servant, offer in this place. Listen to the petitions of your servant and of your people Israel, which they offer in this place. Listen from your heavenly dwelling and grant pardon." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God.
My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest in which she puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house. Continually they praise you. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God.
I had rather one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I had rather lie in the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed what some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And in coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes question him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy against you hypocrites? As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to a father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many other such things." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And Our Lady, when she came and spoke to Bernadette, if you've never been to Lourdes, get to Lourdes. It's much better than Fatima and any of those other places. I promise you. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. You can go into the grotto where Our Lady appeared. And she was calling us to repentance. You know, she said, Bernadette, pray for sinners. And the sinners are not just the ones that we often think of sinners. The sinners are the ones who are us. Because sometimes our heart is far from God, right? When Jesus is telling the Pharisees today, he says, "You give up and you say you do all these things, but your heart is far from me." And then he says something very, you know, think about someone's family. You know, God says, "Take care of your mother and father." But you say, "Oh, I'm dedicating my money to God." So you don't have to do anything else for your mother or father, right? Sometimes we say, "I'm so focused on God that I'm neglecting the people around me." And remember, the only commandment Jesus Christ gave us was, love one another as I have loved you. All people will know you're my disciples because you love one another. So that means that if you and I are focused on our prayer life and how we go to Mass and how holy we are at church, but we're not loving other people, our hearts are far from God. And he can look at us and say, hypocrites! And you go, that's not very nice, Jesus. You're supposed to be nice to me. He's supposed to get us to heaven. And so Our Lady comes and she tells us to pray for sinners. She tells us to do things. But notice, when she calls Bernadette to relationship with her, it wasn't about her. It was about you pray for sinners. You do things for others. You can never separate God's love from him and from each other. So let's do a heart check today. Where is my heart before God? And ask him to purify us, that we can always do his will. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and pray.